This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The unofficial end of summer also means the return of football. The regular season starts this Thursday, and some eye-popping player contracts are getting a lot of media attention. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers signed a contract extension worth $134 million last week, making him the highest-paid player in NFL history. But for some context, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is reportedly worth more than $6 billion. In that light, Rodgers' contract sounds like peanuts.
Relative to what the owners make, it is that.
Maury Brown owns and operates the research and analytics company BizBall. He says a lot of fans don't think players should make millions just to play a game.
You know, I could play that. I played football, and we seem to think that for whatever reason that they get overpaid.
But just $100 million of Rodgers' contract is guaranteed, and only NFL stars get any guaranteed money. If a rank-and-file player gets cut or retires, his contract is dissolved. The NFL's approach is unique. In pro baseball, basketball, and hockey, the team has to pay the full amount of the signed contract to the player. Andrew Brandt teaches sports law at Villanova University. He says the teams argue that football is too dangerous to guarantee contracts.
And that's a great argument if you're management. But if you're players, why wouldn't you say the opposite? Because there's such a high injury rate, they should be guaranteed.
He says we're still a long way away from all NFL contracts being guaranteed. But with new data and science emerging about brain trauma as a result of playing the game, he thinks the owners and players will at least have the discussion about guaranteed money after the league's collective bargaining agreement expires at the end of the 2020 season. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.